in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, this is letter number 3084, Baruch Hashem, the seventh day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing Avosik V'chosid with the titles Moreinu Yaakov Eliezer Sheyichya, name is Friedrich. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm surprised that from the time from Erev Rosh Hashanah, the past year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, I didn't receive any letters from you. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure that also in this new year, you are occupied with the heavenly work, which is the education, Antares HaKodesh, in the holy purity, in various different groups. So you must be working. So how come I didn't? How come you didn't report anything? And the Rebbe says it's known. It's a very well known statement of our sages, which is in the Gemara of Metzia Pehei Amud Aleph. The very well known statement says that it is greater one who teaches somebody else's son Torah. Greater Torah. It's even more than your own son. And even greater than all is teaching a son of parents who are not learned. If you teach them Torah because they don't have an opportunity to learn because their parents are not learned. If you take that child and you teach them Torah, that's the greatest level that you can have achieved by reaching out and teaching a son of an Amoharit. So first, your own children, then other people's children, and the greatest level is children of people who are not learned. And the Rebbe says, it's also for sure, it's no need to encourage you to prepare with making a Fabrengen, a fitting Fabrengen for the Yom HaBoyer, this clear day of Yutas Kislev, which is the redemption of the Alter Rebbe. It is also our redemption and redemption of our souls as the language of our holy Rebbes. And also to also personally participate in this Fabrengen and to continue this Fabrengen, this gathering, with making good decisions from Rosh Hashanah for Hasidus, Yutas Kislev, of this year for this entire year. So the Rebbe is encouraging him. The Rebbe is first of all want him to report. And we said many times when you have to report, that obligates you that you got to do something because you have to report. And then, but the Rebbe says that, knowing that I want you to participate personally at the Fabrengen and to continue this Fabrengen with good decisions from the Rosh Hashanah for Hasidus for the whole year. And the Rebbe says, when you open for Hashem, as the opening of the point of the needle, which means a very small area, so then Hashem actually opens for you as the entrance to the ulam, that's the room in front of the in the Beit HaMikdash, in front of the main room, and that had a great opening. And basically, that I'm not sure what the end of it, but basically what the Rebbe is saying is that if you try a little bit, Hashem will help you a lot. The Rebbe blesses him for success and all the above. And the Rebbe says regards to all those that send regards, sending the Rebbe, send them regards. So here the Rebbe is encouraging him. And it seems like the Rebbe wanted to make sure also, besides encouraging him doing his work, that he should continue to participate even personally in the Fabrengens that the was for Yutas Kislev, and that was something that the Rebbe encouraged him and wanted him to do.